Okay, so how smart do you have to be different things in life? Well, if you have an IQ of 116 to 130, which is 85th percentile and above, so it's one person in eight up to one person in 130, I believe is 85, 90, 95, is it 95? I think it's 95. One person in eight to one person in 20. Then you can be a attorney, a research analyst, an editor, an advertising manager, a chemist, an engineer, an executive manager, etc. That's not the high end for IQ, by the way. You know, that it can go up, well, it can go up indefinitely, although there's fewer and fewer people as it goes up. So if you want to be the best at what you're doing, bar none, then having an IQ of above 145 is a necessity, and maybe you're pushing 160 in some situations, and maybe that's making you one person in 10,000 or even one person in 100,000. And then also, to really be good at it, you probably have to be reasonably stress tolerant and also somewhat conscientious. So, you think, well, why is it that smart people are at the top of dominance hierarchies? And the answer to that, in part, is because they get there first, right? I mean, everything's a race, roughly speaking, and the faster you are, the more likely you are to be at the forefront of the pack, and intelligence in large part is speed. That's not all of it is. So if you're moving towards something difficult rapidly, the faster people are going to get there first.